If you follow John Sayles movies, like The Return of the Secaucus 7, The Brother from Another Planet, Mate 1, and 8 Men Out, you may be interested in hearing about his new novel. Sayles wrote fiction before he became a screenwriter and director. His new book, Los Gusanos, is his first novel in several years. Critic Maureen Carrigan has a review.
I hate to say anything bad about John Sayles. There are too few like him out there. Sayles always tries to move his films, novels, and short stories beyond purely personal themes. Even his hack work has a political edge. In his lean years, Sayles was a rewrite man for grade B horror movies. He managed to put a Marxist spin even on something like Roger Corman's movie, Piranha. It's about a carnivorous fish that eats its way through various socioeconomic classes. I think his monster movie work kept Sayles from taking himself too seriously, which is a danger for any political artist. Even when he's dealt with grim subjects like union busting and racism, he's hardly ever been preachy. And his short story, At the Anarchists' Convention, is one of the funniest things I've ever read. Well, Los Gusanos can't be avoided any longer. Sayles told an interviewer last year that Los Gusanos had been trailing after him like a tin can on a string since 1979. You'd think that somebody might have told Sayles that this tin can of a novel belonged in the trash compactor, or at least convinced him to recycle it into something more polished. But instead, Sayles negotiated an agreement with his publisher stipulating that his novel would appear without any major editing changes. Too bad, because sometimes a good editor is just what a writer needs. The early draft of Thomas Wolfe's masterpiece, Look Homeward, Angel, was a swamp of free-floating images until editor Maxwell Perkins drained off the ooze. Los Gusanos does have some comic passages and eloquent insights into the bravery of ordinary people. But these moments lie buried 6 fathoms deep under a flat and murky narrative. The novel is set in Miami in 1981, but it also hops back and forth over 60 years in the life of a Cuban family. Scipio de la Peña, once the stern patriarch, is now a helpless stroke victim. His son Blas is a drug dealer. His other son Ambrosio was killed during the Bay of Pigs. Daughter Marta is a dreary Joan of Arc figure who believes that her divine mission is to free Cuba. She assembles a ragtag invasion force consisting of a defrocked priest, a hospital orderly, and her elderly uncle Felix. This amateur intriguing could be amusing, but it turns out to be tedious, partly because we know how this invasion will end. Even more deadly is Sayles' gimmick of making almost all the characters speak in a mixture of Spanish and English, Spanglish. It makes everybody sound like Charo. Sayles' great gift is his ability to create distinct personalities through dialogue, so why he would want to steamroller his characters this way is beyond me. Never before has Sayles sacrificed his portrayal of gritty, everyday life to his concern for larger historical issues. But here, the characters are just walking propaganda posters. At the very least, Los Gusanos needed a few funny, politically conscious piranhas to stir things up.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Los Gusanos by John Sayles.